Hi guys, I'm Wyatt. So my involvement with the mission trip started 6 years ago when I was in seventh grade. My brother headed out and went to Kentucky. Now the only thing I understood at the time was that I was going to be left alone with just my parents for a whole week. And while it was a long week, afterwards we went out to dinner as a family, and he started recalling the epic encounters of the trip. And for your first trip, it's really magical to come home as a freshman. You did all these wonderful things without your parents. And after hearing these, you know, the 13-year-old me reasoned, a week without my parents, with all my friends, somewhere else in the country. It sounded like a plan. So my freshman year, we went to Jamaica. My care group built the first flushable outhouse in the town. We poured a foundation for a small house. And one day, as we were eating our packed bag lunch, the man and his son that we were working with, they went out and they collected all these fruits for us to try. They brought us fresh mangoes, fruits called star apples, and a breadfruit. And to this day, it is the freshest fruit I've ever had. The next year, I went to West Virginia. My care group was responsible for insulating and sheetrocking an attic. The people we were working with were foster parents moving into a larger house so they could accommodate the kids. And since we were working in an attic, there were boxes and old rugs and real attic-y things. We came across some hats that read, Webster County Wood Chopping Festival. And the man we were working with gave them to us as a gift for the work we were doing. And that brings us to this year. In Hidalgo County, my group was working on sheetrocking and creating a hanging ceiling for a tiny church. We were finishing what would eventually become the classroom. It was attached to the bare cinder block bones of what will become the sanctuary. There was a family that came to our worksite every day, and they came bearing the best Mexican food I will ever taste. On the first day they brought it, we said there was no need for the food. We were fed where we're staying. And they responded with, it is what we do here, it's coming no matter what. So it started off with egg and bean tortillas. They would come, drop off the food in a little red cooler, and then they would sit somewhere else to eat. The next day, after feeding us lunch, they asked if we liked chorizo, which is spiced pork. And of course, we all said yes. They made it for us the next morning. And during that breakfast, they asked if we liked carnitas, which is the braised pork you can get it at Chipotle. And we said yes, and they made it for us. And the day they made the carnitas, it came in a big smoker. And we all sat around the same table that day, around that, and we made small talk with the little Spanish we could speak. Their whole family was there, from the grandparents who spoke no English to the tiny grandkids running under the table. We had Christian, who was the middle generation, who was bilingual, translate questions to his parents, and he would repeat the answers back. On the last full day we were there, we had the same egg and bean tortilla for breakfast that we were accustomed to eating. Lunch that day was going to be Jose's special pollo asado, which is smoked chicken. Around noon, one of the locals came and asked if we wanted to play some soccer. And since we had Blaise Seifer, state champion, future captain, CCHS men's soccer, we said yes. We went to the side of the very ragged frame of the sanctuary, and we played pickup soccer like it was meant to be played, rambunctious and with all smiles. And then when we were finished, we were all kind of sweating. We just played a game of soccer. We sat down in a circle, and we ate delicious chicken and mac and cheese. And that afternoon, we sat in a circle eating and laughing with people who didn't speak our language. And this reminded me so much of having a stereotypical American barbecue where you play pickup football and then adjourn to the grill and eat wings. So now you're probably thinking, I came for a story, not a culinary reenactment of the trip. But throughout my mission trip experience, what has been most surprising to me is that when we were helping these people, no matter their situation, they gave back to us whatever they could. Whether it is hats found in an attic or just really good food, they showed us how much they appreciated what we were doing. And that is the sentiment that I remember for a long time.